Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, Episode 7. I'm Janice.
Hello, this is Sylvia.
So, Sylvia, we're going to talk today about, we're going to kind of unpack a little bit more your blog post, which was the 7 tips to dividing up big challenges into smaller parts. So why don't we start out by you just giving us a little context in case people haven't read that yet.
Yeah, thank you for that, Janice. I think we all, we face situations where we feel completely overwhelmed. So these techniques will help you overcome feelings of overwhelm to plan what you want while you have in front of you unforeseen obstacles. So I'm sure this is something that is happening to all of us. So in front of big challenges, this article gives you different ways to approach it. So maybe I can ask you, Janice, I'm sure you have read already the 7 tips.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know which is the easiest one for you when you're facing, you know, a big challenge.
Yeah, I think for me, it would be everything in order. Like when something is coming up for me that's big, there's like a real sense of comfort in just sort of knowing what needs to be done and like, you know, making a list or putting things on the calendar. Like that does for me feel very natural and sort of like reduces my anxiety level, because then I feel like I'm in motion and taking control of the situation.
Yeah, I can hear that you're good in organizing the tasks and you put the time to make this happen, isn't it?
Yes, I would. When I've at times in my life asked friends, like, what words would you use to describe me? And organized is often one of the top words.
Yeah, now that I know you well, I can see that, of course. And which one is the hardest tip for you to implement?
I would say where you wrote about, you called it just in case, which is sort of this idea of anticipating what might go wrong or be an obstacle or a roadblock. I do tend to have a way in which I can like sort of overly focus on the positive, and, you know, I want to be in motion and feel good about what I'm doing. And there's a constant sort of need to remind myself, like, you know, things might not go exactly the way that I have organized them, and it's good to think through that in advance, and I don't always do that. And then what happens is then if an obstacle comes up, it feels very jarring, right? Whereas if you just take the time to sort of think it through and recognize that it might not be smooth.
Improvising and flexibility, now integrating maybe these two skills is one of your main challenges.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. And how do you, Janice, how do you overcome?
Well, reading this actually helped me to realize, like, it is something that is, you know, still like a big growth edge for me. And so I think one way would be to ask for help and like maybe have somebody else look at something with me, because it's not like a muscle that I'm naturally very good at. So it would be if I could sort of say to somebody, like, you know, here's my plan and how I've organized it. What do you think, you know, might happen or could happen or get in the way? It would help me, I think, to learn by seeing how their sort of thought process would go through it, which would be different than mine. So I think that would be important. It's good to think about it, right? Like, it's sort of, we're all going to be good at some of these and not so good at other ones.
Yeah, and it's important that you know how to overcome it. No, at the end, you're asking for help, gaining an external view so you can find a way to go through it.
Yeah. So I'm curious about you, because you wrote this, but what's your most, you know, fun, kind of comfortable place to be in these 7?
Yeah, thank you for the question. When I wrote it, I was thinking of my own experience, you know, when I face big challenges, which is a very common situation for me right now. So I think I'm good and I enjoy brainstorming, you know, like all the ideas pop up and then I can, you know, the convert all these ideas into tasks, and then I can see who is going to be doing what by when and the effort it will take. So I really enjoy, you know, I usually start with lots of post-its on my table and different colors. So I really enjoy this part.
Yeah, and I can see, like, because you are a person who really loves, like, possibilities and different ways of looking at things. So that would be, like, a really fun part of the process. So where is the hard part for you in the process?
Well, the hard part for me, maybe, as you said, I'm also very optimistic. And I, most of the time, I see possibilities. For me, my challenge is when I have to face tasks that I don't like at all, which happens all the time. And here I get exhausted, frustrated, and sometimes I even disconnect to the passion that took me to accept this big challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. And it can even sort of, sometimes I think we make up, like, you know, I can't do that. Really the truth is, you know, we're smart people, we probably could figure out, but it feels so overwhelming that we can't even imagine being able to do it. So what's something you might be able to do to overcome that?
Well, it's been very interesting. And for me, the way to overcome these difficulties is first to say no, like, and I struggle, you know, to say no to something. Like, if I feel I'm not the person who can do this task, I say no, I'm not the person to do it. I'm also learning to delegate more. If I'm not good at it, maybe there's another person who I can pay for that to make it happen. And this is helping me very much. And the third, and for me it's very important, sometimes I have to do these tasks that I hate. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that I do that day is that task. So the sooner the better. So yeah. That's how I think I overcome this difficulty.
Yeah, and I liked, you know, another tip you put in there was hurrah, which is to celebrate, right? So maybe there's a way too in which you can make yourself do the thing you don't want to do right away, and then it's also like there's some kind of treat, you know, that comes for you once you get that done.
Yeah, you said it. I think the hooray, it's the medicine that I'm sure most of us need to keep on doing, you know, and achieving this big challenge. So of course I completely agree with you. We have to celebrate every small, you know, piece of step that we make. So absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm curious how many of our listeners do that though. I feel like sometimes,
yeah,
you know, we're not that great at sort of pausing, and we feel like it's okay to maybe celebrate when we come to the end, but to actually give ourselves permission to celebrate the milestones along the way is very powerful.
Yeah. I like what you say. I'm very curious to know what our listeners think about that. And we can encourage them to celebrate more. So that's the opportunity to say it loud. And here is something that our listeners can try. What do you think, Janice?
Yeah. So I think if, you know, I know for me, it was really helpful just to think about those questions. So let's give those to people, which is, you know, which do you do most easily, or which is most natural for you, would be the first question. And then to think about, like, which one is really actually hard for me, and then how do I overcome it, right? I think it's really powerful. And like you said, overcoming it can be something you do. It can be asking for help. It could be delegating, outsourcing. I mean, there's lots of different ways around that, right? But knowing that, you know, once you review those, that celebrate what you're already doing really well, and then figure out what your growth edge is.
So, sure. Yeah. That's why we are celebrating this podcast with our listeners. So I hope we get very good answers from them, and they can learn from this 3 questions.
Yeah. So now go put that into practice. Bye.
Bye.